Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Traveling Culturati. Javon here, your host and travel pro. Don't forget to check out the website, travelingculturati.com. I have another fantastic culture report for you. Today we're exploring the hip-hop culture in the place where you can find some of the pioneers of hip-hop in New York City.
Want to be left behind, all we want to do is just blow your mind just one more time.
And you say New York City right about now, to the sound you hear, death to your ear, you have no fear. The mixed master Mike, Disco Dave, the amazing Crash, she is here, backed by popular demand and shock the motherland, giving you more than what you bargained for, in your mind bringing you the baddest dance we can find.
We are here to tell the world.
I went on the hip-hop tour, the Plush Tour, and I had the pleasure of meeting one of the pioneers and our guide, Reggie Reg, with the Crash Crew.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for a fantastic tour. Really thought that it would be fun, but it surpassed my expectations.
Thank you.
On the
thank
fun
you.
Meter,
uh-huh.
As well as on the information and the history of New York. What was the brainchild behind putting together Hush Tours?
All right. Well, Senator Harris is the brainchild. We're putting her story together. This was her vision, a unique vision at that. From what I understand, she went to school for tourism as one of her studies, and as opening up her business, she wanted to do a different type of tour. She wanted to do something different, something unique. And I believe since she's up in the Bronx, she's in the home of hip hop. She said, well, she decided to do a hip hop sightseeing tour. She got a lot of the pioneers that she knew, Grandmaster Caz, Kool Herc, Ralph McDaniels from Video Music Box, DJ Red Alert was one of the first tour guys also, Riding from the Furious Five. And then a few years later, she incorporated other pioneers, myself, Tinsky Valley, Catch the Beat, Mikey D was doing a tour at one time, Johnny Famous is doing a tour in Brooklyn now from Big Daddy Kane's crew, and we're just expanding. We've been in business for like 13 years. It's been enriching to me as well, meeting different people from all over parts of the world, and just spreading the culture. You know what I'm saying? Giving them the real accounts of what happened. But, you know, 40 years from now, we don't want them saying, you know, Lil Wayne started hip-hop.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We want them to get that information correct.
I said a hip, hop, a hip, a hip, a hip, hop, you don't stop the rocket to the fan, man. Look, it's a up, jump the bigger to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping the beat.
I am a fan of hip hop, and certainly a fan of when it started. You know, I'm in the '80s, you know, listening to the music when it first came out, and learning all the lyrics and the Sugar Hill Gang. Those were the ones that I knew, and I know that a lot of people have kind of forgotten exactly where it came from.
Exactly.
And how it all started. And cause it has really evolved today.
Well,
and I think the hip-hop culture, as you mentioned, one of the things you mentioned on your tour, is that everyone thought it was going to be a flash in the pan, that it wasn't going to last, it wasn't going to stay around.
Uh-huh.
Well, here we are.
Yes.
How many decades
37 years, I believe it is, 37 years later, we're still here and we're stronger than ever. Hip-hop has circled the globe. Hip-hop is in everything. Cereal commercials, the selling of cars, Broadway plays now, accepted hip-hop to play Hamilton, got so many Grammy Awards. I'm so glad that hip-hop is still here, even though it may have changed, because every 5 to 10 years, the whole hip-hop thing changes. You know, one year we are into, you know, the self-consciousness, the party, then now we jumped up into the gangster rap, now we're into the trap music, and hip-hop just touches so many different varieties, so many different, and it recreates everything with the new wave hip-hop, the techno hip-hop, country hip-hop. I mean, hip-hop is even in rock and roll right now.
It,
you know,
certainly is. Hip-hop may have evolved and changed, and the message may have changed, but the roots are still there, and that's what Hush Tours gives you, is that foundation and the roots of it, and so many things that you learn. I don't want to give everything away, but we do want to talk about some of the highlights of the tour.
Okay.
And one of the ones for me was really understanding and learning about what you call the four legs of hip hop. So let's talk about that.
We definitely have to discuss the four elements of hip hop, because now, you know, 30 years later, like, this generation right here, like who cares? You know what I'm saying? Who really cares? So, like I said, we want to just teach the culture, the roots of it, and we talk about the elements. We talk about the breakdance. We break it down to, we have pioneers that work with us doing breakdancing that breaks down the first breakdance moves. Who started what? Who did what? The first three crews in existence of breakdancing in the 70s, we have them with us on Hush Tour. So that way you don't get a twisted mess. You know what I'm saying? We have those with us. The MC, we have the original MCs that the first 15 rap groups in existence, we have those working with us on Hush Tour. The DJ, we have that element too. We have Grand Wizard Theodore, Cool DJ Red Alert. These are like your first 15 DJs. Everything we have is first generation. So that way the message is not diluted or anything like that. The graffiti, we have that also. We have one of the first female graffiti artists works with us. Her name is Lady K. She works with us. She does a graffiti tour. It's crazy. So we cover all four of the four main elements of hip-hop. Now the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh element of hip-hop, we don't cover that on our tour. We touch it a little bit with our hip-hop makeover that we do. We touch into the fifth element of fashion, of how hip-hop looks. We also touch into a little bit of the beatbox.
What are some of the other highlights of the tours or the areas that you visit?
Oh, well, one of the highlights is visiting the Graffiti Wall of Fame downtown in Spanish Harlem on 106th Street. So much history down in 106th Street. The Graffiti Wall of Fame wall since 1986. They've been doing that wall over. It should be some kind of graffiti accolades for that, but we have to create our own with that. And pretty much we have with that. Another highlight is when we come through Harlem, 116th Street has like four different historical spots in it. Not only Malcolm X's mosque number 7, you got Harlem World right there. You got the Canaan Baptist Church right there, which is a church that's been there since the 1930s. You got the whole 116th Street, which is the whole story of Frank Lucas. A lot of movies, black exploitation movies from the 70s, have been shot right here on 116th. 14, Superfly, Shaft, First Shaft, Second Shaft, New Jack City, Cotton Comes to Harlem, Uptown Saturday Night. So there's a lot of history in there for our 35 and overcrowd. And for those that's interested in a little bit of Harlem history as far as early movies is concerned, the jazz era, right there when you turn the corner, Minton, another landmark, New York City historic landmark right there. The Hotel Teresa, landmark right there. A lot of history. The NAACP started there. John F. Kennedy visited there when he was alive. Martin Luther King, Fidel Castro, everybody that was on Motown in the 60s stayed at that hotel because the Apollo was right around the corner. So all the stars, plenty of stories in the Hotel Teresa. Those would be just some of the highlights. And that's just in Harlem, because we go to the Bronx, we go to Brooklyn, we go to Queens. You know what I'm saying? We haven't put Staten Island on yet, but we're working on it. We're working on getting some Wu-Tang up
there. And it's nice to visit these places that we've heard about in the music and that we saw in some of these first movies that came out.
Yes.
It's nice to put those two together. But you also shared kind of the beginnings of hip-hop starting in 1973.
Right.
That I knew nothing about.
Okay.
So it was great to hear that and how this one gentleman kind of catapulted it or helped put it on the map.
Yeah, he helped put it on the map. DJ Kool Herc definitely is considered to be, you know, one of the founding fathers of the hip-hop culture.
DJ Kool Herc. the father of hip hop. This is going after my man over in Japan. You talk to my man, Crazy A. This is how we do. For all the B boys and B girls. Right about now, I'm going to rock and jam with the jammies.
Like I said, 30, 40 years from now, we don't want it to be like this one started hip hop and that one wasn't even around.
And what I love here is that you're one of the pioneers of hip hop amongst a slew of others that you can find as your tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you're going to get. It's always a surprise, but it's always a pleasant surprise. But what I also love is that you have a hype man here
who's
from the younger generation.
Yeah, I got to keep my young guns with. Got to keep my
so
young
guns with. Why don't you come on over here? Because I want to hear your perspective of being a part of Hush Tours and being a part of this legacy that started so many years ago, and you're continuing it on today.
Okay, well, I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, being able to represent the up-and-coming and see on Hush Tours, you know, working with the pioneers, because, you know, seeing, you know, where it started and where it come from, I get to work with, you know, some of the best artists that, you know, did it back in the day. I'm talking, I get to freestyle with Curtis Blow, freestyle with Reggie Bell. So that's what I love about the Hush Tours, that not only do you get the hip-hop, now you get the elements, now you get to understand it, but, you know, you get to see people from all around the world. You get to see how far hip-hop is expanded.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Again, I have had a wonderful time. Folks, this has been truly a Culturati experience that you would absolutely love. Again, the website is hushtours.com.
Clap hands, everybody, if you've got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks. Breaks in the bus, breaks on the car, breaks to make you into the star, breaks to win and breaks to lose, these here breaks to rock your shoes, and these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
Well, that's it for the show today, but I'll be back next week. And remember, wherever you go, go with all your heart. Confucius. To find out more about the Traveling Culturati, visit the website at travelingculturati.com. Follow and share with me on social media and join the Travel Club. Special thanks to studio producer Brittany Riddle, video producer Howard Little, executive producer Gene Harley, and to you, thanks for tuning in. I'm Javon Harley with the Traveling Culturati exclusively on HUR Voices.
You've been listening to the Traveling Culturati with travel pro Javon Harley. Tune in next week at the same time on HUR Voices.
Javon Harley here, your travel pro and host of Traveling Culturati, with the top reasons to visit Ghana: history, friendly people, Ghanaian hospitality, and unsurpassed natural beauty. Ghana has it all. But the top reason to visit Ghana is to join me, Vantage International. The wait is over. The dates are set. Join us in Ghana September 8th through the 16th. We'll start in the capital city of Accra and visit the W.E.B. Du Bois Center for Pan-African Culture. We'll follow the history of the slave trade and visit the infamous forts, castles, and slave dungeons on the Elmina and Cape Coast, September 8th through the 16th. Fly South African Airways, Africa's most awarded airline, nonstop from Washington, D.C., and stay in deluxe accommodations. Go to advantage-intl.com for complete details. That's advantage-intl.com. See you on the plane.